Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Narlski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards the mound. Pierce reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Narlski moves to third. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Narlski strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Westlake moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Regalado pinch hits for Bill Glenn. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Reynarlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Narlski hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz now playing first base. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 2 in the game. Batts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels is hit by the pitch. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Cass Michaels. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Avila is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Vic Wirtz. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.